At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Due to unprecedented and historic fire conditions throughout the state, the U.S. Forest Service has temporarily closed all 18 national forests throughout California. That includes the El Dorado and Stanislaus. The closure was effective at 5 p.m. yesterday. Now, this decision will be reevaluated daily as conditions change. The explosive growth of fires throughout California led to this decision. Californians and visitors are being asked to take these closures and any evacuations seriously for their own safety and to allow firefighters to focus on the mission of safely suppressing these fires. The Forest Service manages 18 national forests in the Pacific Southwest region, which encompasses over 20 million acres across California. National forests supply 50% of the water in California and form the watershed of most major aqueducts and more than 2,400 reservoirs throughout the Golden State.
Well, due to extreme fire danger, CAL FIRE, Amador El Dorado, and Tuolumne Calaveras units asking the public to take precautions. Residents and visitors are encouraged by officials to, quote, remain vigilant in their efforts to prevent a wildfire ignition. That especially during the current heat that is predicted to continue. Now be aware, your actions could cause a fire. CAL FIRE reminds everybody, ensure any gas-powered equipment, including your generator, has a spark arrestor installed. Keep the required fire tools, shovel, and extinguisher nearby when using equipment, welding, or grinding. And when conducting yard maintenance, be mindful to use the proper tool for the job. Never use a lawnmower in dry grass. And if towing your vehicle, ensure chains are not hanging low enough to drag on the ground and create a spark. Dispose of any barbecue coals in a metal can with a lid, and ensure that your wildfire action plan is current and known by all the home's occupants.
And meeting on Wednesday, the Amador County School Board reviewed detailed school district plans for teaching in the age of COVID-19. Called the Learning Continuity and Attendance Plan, the document lays out in detail the district's plan for both distance and hybrid learning, even as the district has elected to use distance learning for the start of the school year. In addition to items like class scheduling and learning materials, the plan also covers issues such as student nutrition and mental health. The plan is tied to emergency COVID-19 funds the school district has received, and detail several million dollars in spending on items such as additional Chromebooks for students, learning materials, and internet hotspot service for students without internet at home. The board also yesterday worked on a number of other items, including approving a new program specialist for special education and a contract for a new roof on the Jackson Junior High multipurpose room. The board also saw the swearing-in of new student representatives on the board, Ian McCann of Amador High School and Kate Johnson of Argonaut High School.
Right on, Kate. Well, the Sutter Creek Police asking for the public's health and identifying a suspect wanted for questioning on assault charges. According to the Sutter Creek Police Department, around 11:30 in the evening, Saturday, August 8th, an assault occurred in the area of Mini Provis Park in Sutter Creek. The suspect reported to have met the victim at a Sutter Creek gas station prior to the assault. The suspect, driving a dark-colored Ford Fusion or Taurus, and is described as a white male adult in his mid to late 30s, possibly from the Bay Area. And the Fusion and Taurus, if you don't know, are sedans. Now, the license plate number for the Ford vehicle is unknown at this time. Pictures of the suspect, the interior of the car, and the car itself have been posted on our KVGC Facebook page. Any info you may have would be helpful. If you believe you have info about the case, call the Sutter Creek Police, 267-5646. You can also provide info anonymously through the Amador Secret Witness Hotline, 223-4900.
And Calaveras County is planning 3 new tree mortality mitigation projects in the coming months. Right of entry forms allowing the county's foresters to access properties and mark dead trees for removal have been sent to numerous landowners. It's absolutely essential that these forms be returned so that the projects can be launched and completed before winter. If you received a form, please return it as soon as possible. To date, over 30 projects have removed more than 8,000 trees. The three projects planned include one extending from West Point to McAlamy Hill, one from Blue Lake Springs north to the Alpine County line, and one from Blue Lake Springs south to Angels Camp. The county tree mitigation program is totally free, and all logs and debris are removed when trees are cut. Removing these hazardous trees not only reduces potential impacts on the traveling public, but also eliminates fuels that contribute to wildfire hazards. If you have any questions, please contact Dr. Richard Harris. He's the Tree Mortality Program Manager. You can also visit the Calaveras County webpage for details. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.